comment is case number 9910, and that is the Irma and William Prettyman in regards to the trailer park, and that's Prettyman's trailer park. That's where it crossed. But it's well, yeah, it is. It's really well run and well kept. And he has brought it right up. It's right down there. I'm on 240. Yeah, he's only about a half mile from me. Three quarter mile. Nice place.
I was out there looking. You know, I went through this. I didn't see anything.
He's come a long way.
Took two departments to go out there and to make sure this thing was correct for you before you ruled on it, because we wanted to make sure you had all the information that you needed.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheds, they even took the sheds, which I didn't say, but they did, which is great. They're only allowed 8x10, I believe it's 8x8.
8x8 is all they allow them out there.
And again, it's another tall pine situation where we had granted blanket variance on those also.
Are the violations, I mean, did they originate because people were just putting things in illegally, or did the rules change at some point?
Well, what really happened, though, they were putting them up illegally. Like he had said, they were putting up wooden structures, which are permanent structures that are not permitted in a campground.
Mm-hmm.
Have to be removable. They have to be approved by, and that's the reason he gave me those little brochures.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be approved by a mobile home manufacturer. And the county has recognized this manufacturer. What they did was they tore everything down, tried to comply, and made everyone go to these
metal, fiberglass, aluminum.
These approved, but what they didn't do was they didn't bring it to 6 inches, okay? They just put them back the way the deck was. They took the wood off and then put the deck on, put this on there.
Replaced it with this, is basically what they did.
What's the 6-inch thing you're talking about?
Well, they're only allowed 6 inches.
You can cover your property with the decking.
Yeah,
the
decking.
6 inches.
They can't, you can bring a landing down.
Campers aren't allowed to do that then?
No.
Campers are allowed to have the deck 6 inches above grade, right?
Correct.
Okay,
but no higher?
Higher than that.
No higher.
And it can be covered?
And can be covered.
It can be covered.
So they can cover the entire property with a 6-inch deck.
Sure.
Yeah. Campers can. Perhaps can't.
You can do that. You can do that on you can do that in
anybody can do that.
Anywhere.
Oh. Yeah. You're just saying they had decks above 6 inches is what happened.
Yeah, they're tearing these wooden ones.
Because when they tore the old porches off, they left
the floor off.
Wherever it was.
You mean you
can
have
you can have an open deck anywhere 6 inches off the ground in the entire property.
Right.
But you can't.
Open deck right now. It's got to be open.
Pardon me?
He just could enclose it all over. If you're 6 inches, the whole thing can be enclosed?
Sure, why not?
No. Because then they'd exceed the 35% lot coverage, wouldn't they?
Well, the mobile home park. This is not a mobile home park. It's a campground.
Oh, okay. You're just saying in campground, you not do that.
Campground.
Yeah, this is camping.
But no, these are permanent structures.
The 35% and the 20-foot setbacks and whatever 5 or 10 are in your mobile home parks.
But are these permanent structures?
No.
They're not.
Not supposed to be permanent structures. They're supposed to be able to just take these things out.
It is.
And pull them away.
Okay. 88.
I bet you Susan and her brother can spot a 6x8 shed 300 yards away now.
Easy.
I know they turned an awful lot of paperwork into me for that day, and it took them 2 days to do it.
Okay. I bet so.
Gentlemen, we're trying to get you all the information that you need to make your decisions. I know that's a lot of writing, a lot of paperwork, but that does go with the record once you have approved it or disapproved it.
We certainly appreciate it. Thank you for it, Sam.
What he was saying about the meeting he had with the county, and that's why he went to these structures instead.
That's right, yeah.
But problem came in when he lifted the deck.
They just tore off all that old wood and put this metal back on it and didn't do it. I think he did it blatantly.
So the picture that I showed you was the largest deck. And yeah, there's smaller ones.
Yes. storm, yeah, it ain't about a foot and a half.
But that's the largest one, so I'd take the high end for you, which is 310 square feet.
That's good.
Okay, is there any further discussion? We thank you for that information, Bud, and all that. If not, or if we're ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9910. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. And that